305, we live! Welcome to Chat Shit, the official rap shit podcast, the companion podcast to the HBO Max original series from Issa Rae, Rap Shit. I'm your sister, Jesse Wu.
Yes, and I'm Zach Campbell. And now, Jesse, here's the thing, bitch. Now, you all know I gotta tell y'all, if y'all have not watched this episode, take your ass to HBO Max right now, stream it up, go ahead and watch episode 7, and then come on over here and talk about some shit on Chat Shit.
For today's chat, we're gonna go ahead and dissect episode 7, something for the DJ.
This episode was written by Chris Stanford and Elise Jope, and directed by Lawrence Lamont.
Should we get into this thing?
Let's go ahead and open up the chat.
Open up the chat, mama. Bitch, the girl, can we get a celebratory clap in this motherfucker? Cause Shauna and Mia's song, Nam Better, has made it onto Spotify's weekend workout playlist.
Correct.
Which, Francois, take notice and hits my girl Shauna up in the DMs. Let me tell you something. I want to start this. Let me shout out all the fake phony bitches out there that want a motherfucker support you when you finally own. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Now, I've had this happen to me about 5, 6, 7, 11 times. Because, you know, when you get shout out or something happens in your career and bitches see you on, they all of a sudden now believe in the vision. You know, some bitches can't hear the vision. But when they finally hear the vision, now they got it. Now they gagging. They, oh, that nigga said, congratulations, superstar.
Yeah.
I said, yeah. Okay.
Oh, now you see the stars now.
But you see how he was hesitant to doing it? Should I do it?
Now
yeah, nigga.
Now you see that it's superstars.
Girl.
It's not just a star.
Superstar. But why you gotta hop on when the world, when the world wanna fuck with me, you wanna fuck with me? I hate niggas like that. And bitches too. Cause bitches love to, that's my friend, you there now?
Sis, we are not friends. We not close friends on IG. I have no idea. I am on my Kiki Palmer, and who the hell are they?
Uh-oh. Who is this man?
Sorry to this man. If you showed me, I wouldn't know a thing.
And then it's...
Sorry to this man.
What you got to say about Francois?
I hate an old, congratulations. Oh, I'm proud of you. I always thought you could do it. Oh, ho. Like, it's... Please leave me alone. Go away from
but,
me
But, I mean,
this,
you should have expected it, though.
Go away from me with this, Apollo. I'm not... Please, leave me alone. Back to Shauna.
She on the bed, got the DM.
She's waking up to Maurice. Oof. And his Haitian dick. And she sees
and you
the
know,
DM.
I would have been in that bedroom, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you... I know I shouldn't live for this love story, but I do.
I don't.
Uh-oh.
I just live for the dick.
Well, I'm talking
I just
about
live
dick.
For the
well,
pussy
okay,
dick
right.
moment.
The
That's
dick
it.
Story.
Yeah.
Let's go with that.
My thing was Shauna. And I've said, my sis is in danger. Y'all be getting these little Haitian niggas. Y'all be getting these Haitian niggas. Y'all be aspiring to have these relationships. And I'm letting you know right now, sis, you are in the danger zone. I'm telling you.
Because she's getting played by that dick.
Baby, you...
It's a such thing as getting dickmatized.
It's very triggering because I feel like we've all been there. Dick will make you do things. Remember when everybody had for the dick freestyle?
Yeah. Bitch.
I'll scam for the dick. I'll rap for the dick.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so... I really hope Shauna doesn't get into her for the dick era.
I think she's
but
in
But I feel like she's in her
she's
for the dick
it.
Era.
Sis,
yeah.
I think she's in it, baby.
Yeah, she's in her for the
let
dick
me tell
era.
You something. He and Wayne got these laptops and told her ass, you might have to do some groundwork.
Yeah.
Because now I got all these goddamn MacBooks and I don't know
I don't have no car. And...
Yeah, we
where
love nigga tree.
Where is Mia?
We love nigga tree. Like, I don't have a car, but you're going to have to get these laptops sold.
Where is Mia when you need her? Didn't Mia say, she said something about, if that nigga ain't got no headboard.
Yep. Now, yep. And now look.
You fucking a man. Did Maurice have a headboard?
He did have a headboard.
Okay, y'all listen to Chat Shit.
Yeah,
hashtag
please,
us and let us
send
know.
Send us a screenshot.
Did he have a headboard?
I think he had a headboard.
But his,
I know
his
it
was not...
The mattress
you know
was
what?
Not on the floor.
He did not have a headboard.
Uh-oh.
He had the Haitian flag up. Now, hey,
girl,
I'm very patriotic to my country. But baby, we're not going to replace the headboard with a Haitian flag.
I'm
that's what
sorry.
We're not going to do.
Like, bitch, you can get you a goddamn headboard, bitch.
That's not what we're going to do.
I'm sorry.
So... Like, we're going to stand by. We're going to reconvene and see if he really did. Yeah,
because the mattress wasn't on the floor. And also, we could give him that, but also, it was some type of support because my bitch was getting back shots.
Now, can we?
So if you're getting back, and let me say something. Getting back shots ain't easy. And you can't do that on no mattress on the floor.
But can we talk about, you see short niggas. Did you see how he maneuvered her ass, tooted it up?
Tooted it up.
Threw gave her a ass nasty in orc, the air.
A nasty arch.
My God.
And then, is that a thing? What's did the thing, he, what's the thing about put, licking your hand
now,
and then
put
it on
all
the
that
pussy?
Spit on there?
Is that a thing about straight niggas? Do they do that to you? Do they put spit on
their pussy? I've had one man spit on me and I said, sir, don't ever do that shit again. Why are we spitting on? It's wet down here.
Like, but why? That's what I'm thinking. Like,
it's the specific ocean out here.
Exactly. Wait, Jesse, turn the fuck. You know we got captions on this motherfucker, so hold the fuck up. Did you just say specific ocean?
It's Pacific Ocean. But what am I supposed to say?
You Pacific?
Specific.
Pacific.
Specific.
Not specific.
That's what I said. Specific.
Nah, baby. Shout out to her who's doing our captions. They heard you.
My God. The captions team is like, hold on.
Nah, bitch. Nah.
Nah,
I can't say feng shui. Feng shui.
Yeah, right. Ooh. So it's giving very much specific ocean.
Yeah.
So why are we, don't spit on here.
Yeah.
Here's my thing with Shauna. Oh, remember he said, I thought you said we was going to fuck no more. And
ooh,
she said, remember?
This is the last time.
She said, this the last time.
They always
girl,
say that.
They with say a that. Haitian nigga? Really?
But did you see how they kissed, though?
Mm.
That kiss was not given last time. That kiss is given, I spent that the was, block a couple
first
times.
First of all, that was way too passionate.
Yeah. Yeah.
You waking up in the morning.
And he slid her panties, off like that?
Slid your panties.
Got
gave
up
you,
under the dress.
And gave you that bun on. That bun on. Not even dick. That nigga gave it that bun on.
Yeah, because his booty cheeks were squeezing together like
okay.
that.
Okay. Let's move forward to. So now she was talking about the message, and I like that he was like, because she was like, I don't know if I want to meet up with him. He was like, man, go shit on that nigga.
Period.
Go shit on that nigga. Like, let me tell. Now, again, I don't know where this is going to go with Maurice and Shauna.
I don't either.
But that type of energy. That's what I be looking for in a mate.
Yeah.
Like, somebody who gonna amp me up. Like, nah, this is your season. This is your time. Go shit on niggas.
Weak ass would have been like, no, maybe you need to stand down.
Not stand down.
Because Cliff gave me very much, girl, maybe it's just not worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt like, and then did you see my bitch Shauna had the money. And on Instagram, talking about some, I got her little, girl, that is some schemed money, girl.
After a long day of seducing and scheming, girl, you are a whole sweater. First of all, when I tell you, Shauna and Mia have a lot to learn with playing the game.
Yeah.
Because now, you know, Mia, she kind of in the Pussy Lips ministry, so she got to get that together.
Yeah.
We've seen two episodes ago where she was caught slipping.
Yeah.
But you are in the Zweter ministry.
Yeah.
You don't post your money up.
Bitch, I would never post my money.
We know you to work at the Plymouth.
It's giving very much scammer-licious.
It's giving fuck this job, like Maurice has said.
Like he said.
So, I don't know. So,
I think it's giving fuck that job. I think it's giving very much we do not give a fuck. We are not clocking in at all. Do you think she fucking Maurice for rebound dick a little bit?
Hell yeah.
Oh,
what
damn.
Else? She better not be thinking nothing else.
I hope not.
Because even like when we're in that scene, she's like, oh, you know, I could get you into my show. Whatever.
Yeah.
Girl, you're doing too much.
Yeah, and that crossed
girl,
the line.
You're doing too much.
Because he was like, yeah, you know, I'll come if I got a plus one.
Yeah. But, and who going to be your plus one, Maurice? Who's going to be your plus one, Maurice?
And that's why he was like,
is it going to be another sweater? Is it going to be a side douzin? What is it going to be? Who is it going to be, Momo?
Momo.
My open question. Why are you asking for a bitch, I am the plus one.
Bitch, listen.
Your focus should be on me.
On me. But it shouldn't be. No, because we got it. I don't know. I'm weird. I don't. See, that's why I never did casual dick like that.
Mm-mm.
I never was a casual dick kind of gal.
I can't do it.
I just don't get into it. I like
my
to know what
get
I'm
hurt.
Doing.
My
yeah. And plus, as you know, as an Aquarius, we can become very unattached very quickly. But we can become attached quickly, too.
Yeah.
And so I just don't like uncertainty in my dick.
Yeah.
I like to know
what's
going on.
Seriously.
So all this like fucking for the last time.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm up here in your bed, in your sheets, in your pajamas, in your hoodie.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking I'm your bitch. And meanwhile, we on terms and conditions.
We don't know what the fuck going on.
You know,
I do like my dick to come with terms and conditions.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I like terms and conditions.
I like terms and conditions.
Yeah.
Don't come with me with this casual dick. Cause I'm not a Denny's. You can't just come up and roll up in this bitch and have to slam, gram, slam when you want it.
Yeah.
That ain't gonna work, bitch.
Yeah.
It's just not gonna work.
And now we're at Mia's. And
Lamont being daddy of the year.
Yeah. What I loved about this is you see Lamont in the mirror. He trying to, you know, Melissa asking for the swoop. Edges.
She said, bitch, I want my swoop.
I want the swoop.
What are you doing?
I want the swoop.
Like, what are you doing?
I want the swoop edges.
He didn't know what he was doing.
He trying to do it. And here go Mia. I'll do it.
I got it.
My thing is, her whole tone is different.
Ooh.
Like, what's
But also, the tea? I think it's because, like we were saying last week, like, she finally got a little support.
Yeah.
You know,
more support.
She finally got a little break, if you think about it, a little pressure off her shoulders to be able to focus on other things besides just being a mother, you know?
Yeah. And here go Lamont. You know, I'm trying to see what you're doing, lady.
He said,
are you asking me for a date?
She said, it's a new spot.
It's
Y'all know how much
spot,
you like punch bowls,
mm-hmm,
so.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, Nick, you asking me for it on a date?
And here go Melissa.
Yes. Give it up for Melissa, too. Melissa, in the last episode, I forgot to mention, too, how she had the filters on them.
Yep,
remember?
Yeah.
And you could tell
Melissa.
She was romanticizing them in a way. But I feel like as a little kid, on some real shit.
You do want that.
You want
you
that.
Want
and
that.
It's because, first of all, a lot of motherfuckers, we didn't have that.
Yeah.
We didn't have a two-parent household.
Yeah.
So I think in the dream world, you would want to see your parents together.
You want that.
You don't want to see them arguing and shit. Because I remember when she was telling her ass, telling Lamont to get the fuck out.
Yep.
When he came in the house, Melissa was getting against the wall like,
yeah.
What is this? Like, you could tell almost like she's seen them argue before.
Yeah.
And it was taking her back to a place.
Yeah.
So in this episode, I love to see her
she's
be more
so
like,
happy.
Oh, my parents!
She's squirming.
Oh,
yeah,
you know?
Like she's blushing.
Yeah.
At the thought of like her dad asking her mom out on a date.
Yeah.
Like, I really,
I think
seems
that's,
like that.
I think that's also,
tugs at the heart.
I think it's also pushing them to be in a relationship, too. It's almost like you want to do it for the kids, but also it kind of, like, puts in perspective, like, wait, we could low-key be doing this.
We could low-key, like,
yeah.
Let's move forward to rehearsal. Finally, the girl.
Oh, this is the moment you've been waiting for.
What have I been asking
for? People to fuck with. You've been waiting for them to perform.
Yeah. I've been waiting for a performance.
Yeah.
They got two songs. Like, they're at rehearsals. Now, I don't know what in the Sesame Street dance moves Shauna had going on.
And Mia said, hold up, stop the music now. Wait.
It's looking stiff.
What?
It's in the knees.
I didn't know we were going all out. What do you mean?
If we performing on stage and I see your knees buckling like that, bitch, y'all walking the fuck off the stage.
Now, bitch, Shauna. Can I tell you this, Jesse?
Mm-hmm.
In this episode, did it not seem like more of Shauna's old characteristics were coming back out? In the sense of, wait, am I twerking? I am twerking. And it's like, bitch, really? Now you've been taking all this Maurice Haitian dick and you don't know how to throw that ass? Come on now, bitch.
Well, you know what, though? We haven't seen Shauna give Maurice what she gave Cliff, which tells me Maurice may be a little too much to handle.
Oh.
Because when she got on top of Cliff and she rolled him like a
rodeo.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just funny.
Yeah.
Short niggas.
Yeah.
Short niggas.
So maybe,
that's
so
all I'll say.
I said, okay, I was already scared for the performance. I ain't going to lie for you. With
Mia
DJ back
say,
there pressing the buttons, shooting the place up, bitch.
I don't know. Is it me or DJ taglines be so annoying sometimes?
DJ.
Oh.
DJ motherfucker.
Pow, 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 pow. First of all, okay, one gunshot. I'll give you
allow
one
gunshot.
You know what I mean? We in Dade County, we hear gunshots.
Yeah.
I'll give you one gunshot. Two, you're doing too much.
I hate when DJs have multiple tags, where it's the one with the DJ groove, or then it goes to DJ groove.
Yeah, it's
like, okay, girl. All right, everybody, we know he on stage. Goddamn.
Like, whose show is it?
Whose
show? Are we the stars?
Like, are you the star? Like, which one is it?
What the fuck is going on? And then your tagline done shot the club up before we even performed. Like, everybody dead. There's nobody left.
There's nobody left.
Everybody's dead.
Like, and then the fact he was trying to play it while they were playing their song.
Yeah.
Like, it's
my
like,
bitch so bad. Boo, 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 boo. Sir, dude. Boo, boo, boo. Like,
meanwhile,
what?
That's such a Detroit thing, by the way.
What's going
on? A lot of that be in the damn song. Fuck the DJ, bitch. It be in the final mix.
What?
Yeah, girl. In Detroit, bitch, we put gunshots and piano keys in it. I don't know why. But that's just what it is. It sounds gangster. It sounds rough.
Not I'm getting shot up like while I'm getting my Beethoven on. What's going on?
But yes, but they're in the rehearsal spot. We're saying the YMCA damn near,
so,
bitch.
So my thing is, so y'all ain't booked no time?
Like, and see, oh, here go your points about my...
Who put the rehearsal together?
You know who did.
Let's, because I got a lot, you and I got a lot to discuss. So who put the rehearsal together, Zach?
It was Duke. It was Duke. And clearly...
Who was it? No, say it with your chest.
This is the Duke, girl. Duke.
Okay.
Shit, Duke.
Oh, okay.
And I,
yeah.
And I feel like
yeah.
this. Like,
No, it's going to be a lot of aights this chat shit episode. Let y'all know that right now.
Wait a minute. Let me still... I'm 10 toes down. Hold the fuck on.
Okay.
Listen.
Okay, now.
Now, you got to cut the
toes. The toes looking crusty. Toes looking mighty crusty right now.
You gotta hold the shit down somewhere. You know, you gotta cut corners somewhere.
Oh, really?
I guess. They ain't got the budget to have a complete rehearsal. You know how much it is to have a rehearsal? They ain't sending the pussy lips for all that.
Okay, cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And clearly had to take over somebody else's.
Like, you taking over the...
For the bitch, for the little girls.
Like, it's you taking up time from these little girls.
Oh, they said, y'all some grown-ass women.
Grown-ass women.
Oh, my God.
Now they're in the parking lot.
Yeah.
You got me and Shauna. They're in the parking lot.
And Mia kind of says,
they're
like...
They're talking about Lamont. Where they are. Mm-hmm. And also, like, Mia brings up, okay, I guess, like, when they're in the truck, Shauna sees Lamont's clothes and shoes, and she's like, well, goddamn, he's been there for a minute,
Yeah, she said, well, Lamont ain't in at his grandma's home, is he?
Yeah. The thing is, as she's moving
so
his shoes and stuff, like, she is, like,
she's
blushing.
So giddy about
like,
that.
She is in, like, I don't know. Are they fucking?
They have a whole child.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They do got a child.
So, bitch, she know that dick.
Yeah, she do know that
She know that dick very
she
well.
She know.
You know what I mean? So, I think that, like, I see. I don't like how Shauna was like, no, I don't trust it.
Me
you know
too.
What I'm saying?
I don't like that.
Because, bitch, you don't know nothing. Let me tell you something.
I don't like
your
that
Your nigga
either.
Don't really fuck with you. And, girl, I don't think you don't have a child. So you don't really know the relationship between these two. Everybody's situation is different. You know what I'm saying? I can see that it can cross-contaminate a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, motherfucking, you are their producer.
Yeah.
And, you know, you are still my baby daddy. However, comma, y'all wouldn't have seduced and scheme without this nigga.
Well, it's not even just that. Why we want to break up a black family?
There you go. There you go.
We breaking up black families? That's what we doing?
That she said. She
we
said,
breaking up
she
black
gonna say
families?
Something. I got you. Are you going to hold me at night, bitch?
No.
Are you going to make sure my pussy lips is moist?
No. Are you going to wrap your dick around my pussy lips? No.
So, I don't have time. I don't think this is going to work. I think, don't tell me no. And I saw Mia and her face kind of be like, I'm listening to you, bitch, but...
Yeah, but she wasn't,
I don't know. You don't think you know what the fuck you're talking about.
She was listening, but she kind of wasn't.
But also, Mia was like, girl, take this. You're going to meet up with that tired-ass Francois nigga. Take this Dior girl.
Yep.
And she said, oh, my God. God, I'm gonna be dripped out. Yeah,
I
love that. I love how Mia just got Dior in the back of the trunk.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, my Dior ain't in the back of the trunk like that.
That's Miami shit, too.
So then we got Shauna warns Mia that Lamont may be just being nice because of the recent success.
Yeah.
Do you think that's real? I don't think that's the case here.
I don't think that's the case either.
But it's giving heartbroken. Insecurity situation from Shauna where it's like, nah, bitch, fuck that nigga. He only want to fuck with you now because you popping. But I can't trust you, bitch, because you coming from a circumstance with your nigga that ain't really fucking with you no more.
You a hurt hoe.
It's giving very much, don't go straight to your friends because some of your friends are heartbroken too and they want you to be like, yeah, fuck that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Nah, bitch, yay. I may not want to.
First of all,
I mean,
again,
I don't want to give this up yet.
Yeah. Shauna's obviously in her fuck niggas era.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we not going to be breaking. We breaking up black families? Because
Ooh.
You and your feelings with Cliff? Like,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We cannot do that.
Yeah.
Like, so,
and you can tell she's in her feelings still.
Yeah.
About the whole Cliff thing. Because I wonder, because she teased a little bit about, yeah, I was right about Fatima. But we haven't really gotten any more tea besides that about Cliff and Fatima. So maybe that'll be the season finale situation. I don't know yet. We'll get into predictions later.
Yeah.
So now we're at the bar with Red Rooster. And she said, I'm going to be late. Cut to, bitch, you on time in a way. Yeah. And he's still ain't there. So he was
Francois
giving you this.
Francois doesn't give
spin.
A fuck.
Oh, Francois don't care. Mm-mm. So he ends up walking in. And the reception of him walking in, Shauna was like, oh, hey.
Yeah, it was given very much. I thought I was going to be late, and here comes this
yo
nigga
ass. Yeah.
Being late.
So he sits down, and this conversation was long overdue. My girl, Raina Rain, comes up in convo. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like, wait, before they even sat down, get into how Francesca was on was on his phone and trying to laugh at his phone, and here's Shauna's stupid ass. That stupid motherfucker crazy. He like, who you talking to? My mama.
Yeah, that was, I said.
So both of y'all are really on Front Street this whole episode.
Yeah.
So that's what's going to be the key. The thing, both of y'all don't really know what the fuck is really their intentions here.
Yeah.
So then when they finally sat down and he brought up Raina Rain. Oh.
First off, Francine, who brings up the whole Spotify thing. And he's like, who did that? Was it Jill?
And Shauna was kind of like, that didn't want to answer. Because it kind of was like, I mean, yeah. Because it's almost like, oh, you're not as popular as you think you are. That's what it kind of gave to me. I don't know. What did you think? It seemed like he was trying to humble her in a way.
I was going to get to that. I feel like that's when he was giving off that vibe. Like, it's like, yeah. And I kind of feel like they were all friends. Mm-hmm. And he did the fucked up shit he did to her. And I kind of feel like Shauna probably didn't realize how cool they still are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, he has Raina Rain.
Yeah.
And Raina, she doing numbers. And so even if they're not like, yeah, he did fucked up shit to you, but business is business. And she's bringing in views and she's bringing in streams on Spotify. So I still got to be cool with this person over here. So I feel like, I mean, obviously we don't have all that in the script, but I can see by her expression, the way she breaks down her character, mm-hmm. like expression wise, mm-hmm. it was like, okay, so these conversations are happening. Okay.
But I also feel like this time we got a little bit more insight about why the fuck they really separated. Shauna thought that Francesca stole her songs. And he was like, no, I paid you for your time. What do you mean?
Well,
what are you trying to say? And I was like, well, that could be business. It gives very business.
Yes.
Like, so it's like, girl, are you up here holding grudges? And it's like, I don't know, girl. Because now we get a little bit more insight on his side of the story. Because we were on her perspective the mm-hmm. whole time so far, right? So finally, on this perspective, we finally hear like, oh, no, bitch, you didn't get nothing stole from you. I was trying to put you on and you wanted to rebel against all that because you didn't think none of that was organic to you. And he basically was like, you're welcome. You're welcome for that.
Yeah.
And she was like, nigga, you didn't do nothing. Yeah, I did. Because everything you're doing, I told you to do.
Right.
And that's how Raina Rain comes into the picture. As far as like, well, you got that seducing scheme record, he says. And it's like, so I think it'll be hot if she hopped on the track. But before I even got to that, I actually loved how he was like,
hey, how much money you put into the marketing for it? Or like the PR, like the press lineup, you know, like what's the strategy for your radio, digital?
Yeah, we're figuring it out right now still.
Listen, it's hard to keep niggas' attention. Once you got that attention, you do not want to drop the ball. So what's your management saying?
We're talking to a couple people.
All right. Is there anybody I would know?
Yeah. Funny enough, remember Chastity, you know, Chastity?
Chastity.
That was a face crack moment for me.
Yeah.
Because I was like, at this point, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Okay, what is Shauna and Mia doing? Because if remember, our questions was, what was their name going to be, right?
Right.
On Spotify, it says Shauna and Mia still.
Yeah.
And they got like 700,000 streams on fucking Nan already. Yeah. Which mm-hmm. is like, fuck, bitch, wow. So I see why he's trying to have this meeting with Shauna to have this Raina Rain kind of situation, how they can all loop it all together.
Yeah.
Girl, you know?
Yeah. My takeaway from this meeting with Fanny Pack was that I'm not sure whether you want to work with Shauna again or whether you came to shit on her.
Ooh.
I feel like it's so funny because Shauna being gassed up by Maurice, who's like, go shit on this nigga. Then you got Mia, who's like, yo, put this Dior on and go flex on this nigga. Mm. And then she shows up late. And it's like everything that she felt she was going to do, and I felt like she felt she was going to drag him and she was going to prove something to him. It's like everything she felt she was going to do didn't work.
No, nothing
he
happened.
Came
nothing
in there with a sole purpose to shit on you. And I feel like he just was really more prepared. Like,
oh, absolutely.
He was more prepared when he was talking about the whole business side. What is the what's the management strategy? What is the budget? Like, what are you thinking about doing? I got the situation over here. This is how we did this. And so she was so unprepared to answer all these things. And I feel like if I'm going to go back and shit on somebody,
oh, bitch,
especially
I'm coming.
If it's somebody who's doing extremely well, I'm the type of bitch, I got to have all my fucking ducks in a row.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm going to let you know, hey, I got this done. I got that done. Like, even if it's not really in a row, I'm going to fake it till I make it, because I'm not going to let you walk away from this thinking that you got me.
Yeah.
And then,
like, you shit it on me.
Yeah. And then, you know, when he brings up putting Raina Rain
on
Seduce and Scheme.
Over it.
And it was like, but points were made. Even though.
You want Raina Rain even though on Seduce and Scheme?
No. I'm saying points were made by Felicia.
He didn't have like five names, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Points were made by Felicia. Because here's the thing. When you look at the dynamic between Shauna and Mia, Francine not lying when Francine says, you're doing everything that I told you to do.
Yeah.
Like, and Mia was able to get her, speak her language, like speak to her in a way that got her to understand, hey, I understand what you're trying to do, but if you're trying to get here, we're going to have to shed some of that.
Yeah.
And so, but the thing too with Fanana is with Fanana saying things like, oh, you're welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome. Well, what exactly does she have to thank you for? Because the thing is, everything that she was doing, you did inject that into your other artists.
Absolutely.
And we saw that when like a couple episodes before, when Mia was going through her Insta, like her flash and whatever, and she was like, hey, she saw all those old stories of them working in the studio and all that. It's like, you took all of that. Yes, you made it more palatable, but let's not act like you didn't take a lot of what she did. And then it's like, okay, and how did you pay me?
Ooh,
how did you pay
me? That's why my bitch trying to say, like, can I get the credit I deserve?
Here's the thing. Let's say now that you are up or whatever, or you've been up for a minute, why didn't you come back for Shauna and say, yo, you did lay down all these foundations. I'm here now. Now let's really work.
Facts.
You didn't do that until you saw her popping.
Facts.
You know what I mean? But I wish Shauna would have had better language to drag, just to drag his ass ass by his edges.
Yeah.
But you know what? He dragged the fuck out of her.
But also, it seems like Shauna's, like you said in the last episode, Shauna's friend group is interesting.
Yeah.
They all coming back to her ass when she's finally doing something with her life. But when she was the fuck up of the friend group, nobody gave a fuck.
Nobody. Because,
but now all of a sudden, Jill and Miss Other Girl and Francis, everybody coming back with something to say.
Yeah.
And they want a piece now.
Yeah, everybody want a piece.
That's quite interesting. And while my bitch was meeting up with Francis, Shauna had texted Maurice. And Maurice kind of ghosted her.
Maurice left her unresponsive.
Okay. Now,
so we gonna move. We gonna
My heart. My heart, bitch. I was like, wait a minute. This is kind of taking me a little back. I was kind of pissed about it, and it kind of hurt my feelings because I was like, now, Maurice, what is your tired ass up to?
Yeah.
So now they show up to the gig. We at the mansion, right? We pull up to the mansion with Duke, Shauna, and Mia. They got their rehearsal done. They are ready to pull up. They're ready to perform. And this is for James Harden's birthday. And we got Timbaland in the house. We got, like, at this big mansion. It's a big party. It's everything, right? They got their own dressing room next to Timbaland. It's, like, popping. And Mia, at this point, is like, bitch, this is our time.
No,
this
first is of where all, I want to rewind. Because, again. As a manager.
Here she go. Here the fuck. I was trying to skip.
No.
Bitch, you can let me breathe a little bit.
No.
Oh, my God.
As a manager. Your first focus is your artist. You cannot be a groupie ass bitch.
Yeah,
or
Duke pissed me the fuck
And so off. When Duke lost her mind.
At Timbaland.
For Timbaland And then, can y'all flick it up? No. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold the fuck on. What part of the manual is this, bitch? I did not read this in the manager manual. This is not in the manager manual. See, I feel like every episode, we got to get terms and conditions together for everybody. The manager manual. First of all, if you're going to flick it up, you need to be flicking it up for your artist. For your artist.
Me and my group, bitch.
And whatever else, whatever legend, whatever else you're trying. Because the attention should solely be on them. But no.
Here you
Duke
go.
Duke was talking about, oh yeah, remember who was at such and such with such and such from Lil Haiti. Now you done pissed Timbaland off.
Yeah.
You don't know the industry like that. So now you done mentioned somebody that Timbaland don't even fuck with.
Timbaland said, I don't fuck with him.
Yeah, and now he's like, yeah, you put me around groupie ass niggas. He didn't even get to warm up to the girls. Mind you, Timbaland is somebody who has created huge success for females, female hip hop artists, female pop artists. And you fuck up that like
been the
that.
Look. That would have been the look. But here go motherfucking dude. No, flick us up. Flick us up. It's okay. Y'all better get in there and take a picture. Y'all better. Like, what the actual fuck is going on? And I said, Duke, you letting me down.
Yeah.
Because if you were serious about these girls' career, you wouldn't try to be Duke of Miami right now.
Yeah.
No shade. How we met you, you're becoming Duke of Miami and be trying to...
Like I was saying, me and Big Gator, we go way
Hold on,
back.
Hold on. Did you say Big Gator?
Yeah.
Big Gator from Little Haiti?
Yeah, told y'all. Yeah.
I don't fuck with him. Bro, I didn't holler at you, man.
See, let me give y'all a little insight in the back steam a little bit. What happens is people know people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how this industry is, right? So when you know people that know people that know people that know people, you piss off somebody in that domino effect, your shit fucks up. And so Brian immediately, dude, turn your ass over here.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? Calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
What are you doing? This ain't no photo shoot. And at that moment, I said, oh, this is about to turn. I already knew. I said, something's about to, this ain't gonna go by smoothly. This ain't going to be what I wanted it to be as far as a successful night, a smooth night for the girls.
Yeah.
So the girls get to parading around the mansion. The party has started.
Toby in Wigway.
That was Toby in Fat. That was him and his wife. I love their music so fucking much. They are so fucking fire. Him and his whole family is amazing.
But they run to his manager. And of course, Shauna is a big fan. She's like, my God, like, I love everything that you've done for Toby's career. And thing she said that I think was so fucked up.
So tell me about your group.
Oh, okay. Mia does the branding, aesthetic, all that, but I'm the pen behind the bars.
Oh, you the pen, huh? Well, good luck. Can't wait to check you guys out tonight. Especially you, Miss Pen Behind the Bars.
You saw Mia's face, bitch? Did you see me?
When I tell you, right, let me tell you, it wouldn't have been no show. Because let me tell you something. You already on some bullshit.
Bitch, like, my bitch Mia said, that bitch Mia head turned. I heard a door creak.
Like,
she said,
oh, you already on some bullshit. Oh, but bitch. I'm the pen behind the bar. And here the guy was like, okay, well, I'm excited to see what y'all do. Like, pen behind the bar. Especially you, pen behind the bar. Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're on some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, while you doing this, we got the brothel going on in the background.
Shut the fuck up.
Like,
shut the fuck up, Jesse.
What? I cannot.
So the brothel, the girls show up. Deja and the girls is what I call them.
Yeah.
Deja and the girls show up. And we got to hear my bitch V's iconic line, follow me, hoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that they, shout out to the writers for including that and just making V feel so at home on set and still keeping a piece of V in the character. That was so fucking phenomenal.
Let's go ahead and get into... Honestly, this is, to be honest, I didn't really give a fuck to talk about anything else but this.
This performance.
Like, yes, I know we have to break shit down, so I'm going to do that. That's our job.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, I'm mad as hell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so annoyed.
I know you're mad. This is your moment.
It's just a lot, because I was waiting on this.
Before we get to the performance, friend, because I want to let you have that moment, okay? But Cash Chaser the GOAT came to the bar. As my girls at the bar trying to get a drink before, you know, lighten up the mood a little before they got on stage and Shauna like, well, I guess we'll be drunk on stage, girl. But Mia like, bitch, let's just get a drink real quick.
Yeah.
Here go Chaser.
Can I get a drink?
Spilled the whole, because they wasn't paying attention to the girls. But when Cash came over, spilled a whole drink on Mia. He said, this Hennessy white, you'll be all right.
Uh-uh.
Wipe it off. I said, Mia,
he said, you got all black.
He said, Mia, not again. I said, Mia,
yeah,
not again.
That took the please, strength. Mia. That took the strength of the angels said, for that Mia, girl not to whoop that nigga ass.
I said, Mia, please, don't fuck him up. Oh, my God. But after that, it was showtime. Duke came over and said, it's showtime. It's your moment.
Yep.
We get on stage. Mm-hmm. This is the moment. Take it away, friend.
Yeah.
Here you go.
I have waited for a moment like this. Some people wait a lifetime.
For a moment like this. Absolutely.
And so to see my girls up there doing nan batter, first of all, the performance was a 10-10.
Yes.
Like, they hit it. They was rapping. First of all, I said, damn, I didn't see them really master all those dance moves at rehearsal.
But they did.
You know what I mean? But they was up there getting it in. First of all, Mia was hitting every boom cat. I love even panning back to the rehearsal when Mia was like, you can't spell Miami without Mia. Yes, yeah, Miss Miami. She was up there and Shauna was getting into her groove. Everything was great. Like, the crowd loved it. Absolutely. Now it's time for Seduce and Scheme.
Oh, shit.
And another thing, shout out to the DJ for not putting all those gunshots. Because, again, the crowd would have been dead.
They would have been literally dead.
We wouldn't have had no crowd to perform to. Everybody would have been at the ER somewhere.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy that he did not shoot the crowd up before that performance.
Yes.
Like, the mood was set.
It was
Everything
ready.
Was great. The Miami skyline was in the background.
Absolutely.
The lighting was amazing. Perfect time. Let's hit Seduce and Scheme.
I wish I'm ready. And, you know, I was ready. I was ready. And they hit the first, not even the first full line.
can I spit something for y'all?
Pro life, but in this rap shit, I'm killing my daughters. You spent your whole check on a chain and that bitch still ain't water. You got a top record producer, ghost writer, $1 million deal, that bitch still ain't Shauna. Talking down to my name, not knowing the rank I spit. Gave your hoes a blueprint, this the fucking thanks I get. Y'all boosting these whack rappers like I ain't that bitch. Like I ain't top six. I like my pink, not thick. The fuck? We could go bar for bar, find out who really that bitch. Me, motherfucker, me.
Let me tell you when I knew it was some bullshit.
What?
Her first, and I wrote the bars down. I'm like, oh no, we're gonna dissect this.
Take me home, bitch.
Pro life, but in this rap shit.
I almost spit up my water through my nose. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. When that bitch said pro-life.
Wait.
Bitch, I said, here she go. Rosa Parks is back.
No.
She's
no.
back.
Wait a minute, she's... Susan B. Anthony. Yeah. What the fuck is going on? That's Susan B. Wait a fucking minute. Susan B. motherfucking.
Oh, God.
What is this? She said pro-life, but in this rap shit, I'm killing my daughters.
Okay.
You know what?
Okay.
We're going to stay right there.
Okay.
We're going to stay right there.
All
right. Because I said, hold on. So is this her, all these bitches is my sons?
Oh, yeah. That was it. That was the.
This
shout
is
out
her,
to Nikki once again.
Is my
but
sons?
Yes. And I'm going to go get some bibs for him.
Exactly. Like, and the way that lyric still has the entire world in a chokehold.
Yes. Ain't that something?
Ain't that something?
Ain't that something?
So here go this bitch, Shauna.
But Shauna out of breath doing it. Pro-life. But my,
it wasn't
I'm
even,
killing
you know,
my
you know, you know, you know, not you making this, like, she civil righted it up. I could not believe that.
I don't understand
Pro-life,
that.
But in this game, I'm killing my, like, in this time?
Yeah. Okay.
When we fighting all these laws,
we
Shauna?
Literally fighting. Come on, Shauna. Come on now, mama.
What?
What's the next bar, bitch? What's the next bar? Because I need
it. I said, you know what? When I heard that bar, I said, let me turn this shit off. Let me tell you what you're not going to do.
What else said up to you, bitch?
Another one that really pissed me off. You spent your whole check on a chain and that bitch still ain't water. And it's the way she said, bitch, a whole check on a chain, and it still ain't water.
And the ponytail got looser.
Looser. Loose.
The ponytail.
Loose.
The ponytail was me, and I was the ponytail.
The ponytail's like, bitch,
I have to get off this bitch's head.
But you know what's crazy?
I have to get off this bitch's head.
Let's go back just a little bit, right?
What bit?
Even before she gave a pro-life line.
Uh-huh.
Somebody mama was in a crowd. Take your time.
Oh, no, that was my favorite.
Yo.
Because that was me. And you know I do ignorant shit like that. I do shit
Take
like that.
Your time.
It's all right, girl.
It's all right.
Let him you.
Somebody said that.
She said, let him you. You. that's what she did. She did it like that. And then that's when she,
let me gather my thoughts. These were your thoughts, Shauna?
Oh, my
God. So then.
And Mia on the side of the stage.
Mia. Let me tell you, when I paused, Mia, you see Mia, Duke with her mouth wide open.
Bitch, catching flies, bitch.
Like, what?
Uh-oh.
I know this is not what the fuck we doing
right
now.
Yes, it is.
So she goes on to say, top records, top producers, that bitch still ain't Shauna. Who the fuck is Shauna? Shauna, girl. So you mean to tell me this moment is about feng shui?
Oh, I didn't think about it like that.
That's exactly is about Francine.
You gave Francis that whole moment.
That whole moment?
Wow. Your whole first performance, you gave it to that.
Your whole first
and it's
performance.
The crowd. Can I be real? For two seconds, I did think that the crowd was going to be like, oh, okay, cute. Until she started, when she did that little move, when she did that little kick move.
I'm getting to that bar.
And the ponytail was on his last leg.
The ponytail was,
on that part.
That ponytail.
The ponytail said, I'm done.
The ponytail was in the upper room.
Done. And the crowd looking at, crowds are looking at everybody else but
like,
you.
What's
y'all all right?
She said,
what was that line, bitch?
This the things I fucking get.
Oh my God.
Stop acting like my pen ain't thick. Oof. You boosting these whack ass rappers. You going, let's go bar for bar and find out who's really that bitch. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
everybody said, oh, okay. And here go the DJ.
All
and
right,
give
y'all,
it up for Shauna and Mia.
That's my time.
Giving very comic view. That's my time. Bitch.
What?
When the DJ, she said, no, we're not done. Yeah, we're
That's
not done.
Time.
That's
when
it
I tell
for you,
he unplugged every cord. DJ, when I tell you he unplugged every bitch.
Why did DJ damn near pack up his shit?
He packed up his shit. When I you remember when musicians used to like have to roll the cords up?
Bitch, but just like that. When you got the mic cord and
we gotta go.
That's it, girl.
We're done out of here. And then he dropped the next song.
Ooh.
Like the little intermission song. He dropped the next song.
And
yeah,
it was another
done.
Female rapper. They out there playing that, bitch. Yeah, girl, because you look stupid.
You look dumb.
And they get in the dressing room, bitch. Mia was like, what the fuck was that? Mia was like, bitch, we might as well not have rehearsed
if
we was going to pull some bullshit like that.
What was the point of rehearsing?
Mia was not lying. Mia was not fucking lying. And she like, that was our time. I guess I got caught up in the moment. No, you didn't, bitch.
No, you know what really gets me? Shauna did not see that she did anything wrong.
And that
she was like, oh, no, we didn't have enough time. Her thing was, we didn't have enough time. It was a moment for a moment of what, bitch?
Okay, see, this is when, I don't know if it's egos, I don't know if it's fame, I don't know if it's the consciousness, I don't know if it's the wokeness of it all that kind of clouded her judgment of the room, of as my bitch Duke told the Deja and the girls, read the room. I don't know if, because she's conscious and she's a woke girl, I think she's looking at everything not as so surface level. And an event like that, no shade, is very surface level. So it's like, I think she got too caught up in into the moment. This wasn't real raps on BET. Like, this
at
ain't,
all.
This is
girl,
not,
this is not the cypher.
Like,
she
girl.
Thought she was in a fucking cypher?
Yeah, she thought. And then she told Mia, speak on them.
Yo, let me I'm so glad you brought that up. I forgot.
She said, Mia,
speak.
Sick them. Out of breath. It was the out of breath. Mia.
And Mia
let
like,
him know.
Let
Mia
him know.
Said,
what? Let him know what?
Girl.
What?
Girl. And
First
then,
of all
right, that's Shauna and Mia, y'all.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. That DJ saw where it was going.
Yeah.
She said that. The DJ said, all right, that's our
time.
That's our time. So let me tell you what we're not going to do.
First of all,
Mia don't even freestyle like that.
Oh, Jesus, my head.
When
that
she,
was the funniest
no,
shit.
I'm so sorry.
Mia, sick him. After all of that, bitch, what am I supposed to say after that?
What am I
just want to say seduce and scheme. That's all I want to sing, girl.
That's all. Put my tongue in it and then a tongue in
can
it.
Can I just do
put
that?
That pussy my wild old tame in it.
Can
like,
I just do
that's
that?
That's what Mia was. Girl, that what?
Yeah, no, that was iconic. I'm sorry, but that part was honestly iconic. That Mia Sikkim was it for me. That was it for me, bitch. I lost my mind. I said, bitch, now why would you tell me?
That's like if your friend, when you're in the wrong,
like, fuck, and you telling your friend, yeah, bitch, ain't that right?
Yeah. What? I don't even know.
I don't know if I'm here right now.
Yeah.
Y'all see me? Can y'all see me?
Yeah.
Mia, y'all see me?
Mia got gone so quick.
Yeah, we out of here.
We're done.
She packed up her bag. Didn't even stay for the party.
No, she...
out of here.
And Mia love a good party.
Yeah.
She love a good... She ain't never get her drink.
Nope. Damn, she did. I didn't even think about it
Never got a drink. So now we in the brothel.
Nope. Oh, now talk about this, bitch.
Let me tell you. Again, we want to talk about your manager. Yeah.
And how Deja came about and was like, excuse me. How you gonna tell these hoes?
Hold up. I'm getting ahead. Because Deja was in the brothel.
Oh, he said, oh, what
and
the
that man
said.
Came up to her, offered her a drink, and she said, no, I don't drink at work. And then he was like, yeah, you doing a little too much for somebody who out here giving free pussy,
bitch.
And so Deja like, because wait a minute now, my pussy costs.
Yeah, because I don't know what you're talking about. What you mean free? Free? Deja, I ain't heard that in a long time.
Two episodes earlier.
Yeah.
She was saying her pussy speak AP.
Yeah, that's what.
Her pussy speak Birkin.
That's what.
Her pussy speak Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Her pussy speak Balenciaga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Her pussy don't speak
free.
$3.99.
Nah, baby. So she had to go check Miss Duke and say,
Chastity, Deja, you gotta let me handle business. What's the problem?
Why are we getting paid for this?
Listen, we're trying to build a clientele tonight. This is an investment.
So this was your plan? Chastity, when you gonna tell them girls they ain't getting paid? Hell nah, you got me fucked up.
Chastity, who the fuck you think you talking to? Better watch your motherfucking mouth when you talk to me. But I'm tired of y'all testing me. Know your fucking place.
When do you invest somebody else's pussy lips?
Not your own. Because, bitch, no shade. Now, how
Why
you going to tell me
investing your pussy lips?
And I got to go spread mine for free? Oh, hell
no. And then with what stipulation?
And that's what I'm
Ain't no contract.
Nothing.
Ain't no terms, no conditions. Can I speak to the manager? Is there a manager I can speak to? That's going to tell me what am I signing up for if I do?
Yeah.
Give free pussy out tonight?
Yeah. If I'm giving free pussy out tonight, am I getting something in return?
What am I getting?
It's the fact that this bitch said, so when you going to tell all the rest of these hoes they're not getting paid?
Yep.
Face crack on Miss
Face
Duke.
Crack. Because
Shauna came over, bitch.
Oh, Shauna and Duke were arguing, then Deja came in and interrupted them.
Yep.
But even when Shauna still didn't see nothing that she did was wrong.
No.
But as you have Deja coming in.
Cut that bitch Shauna out.
Yep. Then you have Deja coming in. And Shauna's like, wait a minute.
You're working this party? Oh, okay.
Like, you're working this party.
And she said exactly
party.
What you said last couple episodes ago.
It is.
Verbatim.
You cannot do both things in one space. Like,
said it.
You cannot do that.
My hood
First
right
of all,
said,
it's
yes,
unprofessional. And here, but here's my thing, too. She's like, oh, that's so unprofessional. But I'm looking at Shauna. Bitch, you are the most unprofessional bitch
Honey,
in this bitch.
You went off script,
because you went completely left. But you know what? I'm going to give you that. At least you're not abandoning somebody else's bodily rights here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But literally, like, you cannot do, like, how are you doing both? How are they going to be taken serious?
Yep.
And to be honest, Brian from the get-go wasn't taking your dumb ass seriously.
Oop.
You never gave him no terms and conditions, no paperwork. You get that nigga a handshake. Then you show up and try to have a photo shoot with Timberland. You thirsty as fuck. You look thirsty. And now your artist gets on stage and your artist looks dumb.
So
now what you think? You think I'm going to have a business deal with you after this? Hell no and to the no.
Shauna, the way Shauna had to pump away.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, this is too much.
Yeah.
Now, like, bitch, for real. And then when Shauna pumped away, Deja was like going off on Duke. And Duke said, hold the fuck up. Everybody pressing me right now.
Yeah.
Y'all all got me fucked up. And at that very moment I said, but Duke, baby, you fucked up.
Yeah.
You did fuck up.
Yeah.
You can't have your hoes in the back and the girls in the front.
Yeah.
Which I thought it was a good idea last episode I did.
Nope.
I can't lie.
Nope.
I can't lie, I did. And I thought it was sickening. I thought it was actually, you're doing a hustle. You're hustling. Mm-hmm. But if you think about it in the grand speaker things, I guess you're right, Miss Jessie. I'll give you your points on this. I would not trust you as my manager at all because I wouldn't know if I can trust you. How do I know if I'm being represented the right way? And you know what? Ever since meeting with Francesca, that really told Shauna, like, you know what? I don't know if this is the right move for me.
Not only that, too, but even, like, when she met with Toby's manager mm-hmm. at the party, mm-hmm. she's like, yo, that's the type of manager that we need. Somebody that's going to move us forward. And she's looking at Toby, of course, because there's a lot of similarities between Shauna and Toby. Toby has that woke music. It does work mm-hmm. for Toby, though.
It does.
Like, it's not a lot of artists out here mm-hmm. that can do what that man does. Mm-hmm. And so now she's looking at Duke. And here's the thing, too. Not only was that unprofessional, but let's just say these men in this brothel got really fucking upset because they wasn't getting what they want. You can put those girls in dangerous situations.
Very.
Like, to get assaulted,
You're right.
Like, you know, and then what if the niggas don't want to stop there and now they want Shauna and Mia to be part of the Pussy Lip Ministry?
They don't know how to differentiate.
Of course, because you don't know. They're not making the difference between the two
you're
entities.
You're represented by this
They're
bitch,
They're all
too.
Coming in by yeah. Duke, with yeah, Duke. Yeah, so, yeah. as far as I'm concerned, all
right.
y'all hoes is selling pussy.
You're right.
As far as I'm concerned.
100%
Because you ain't selling no raps, miss. This is the things I fucking get. Miss in this game, pro-life, but I'm killing my... No, ma'am.
And but I want to take it back to the performance for a second. Did she really go off script because she looked at RJ in the eyes and was like... But she said, I'm the pin. And then she was like, okay, I need... Because remember, the camera paused on RJ in the crowd and was like, I think it kind of made her be like, okay, I'm not going to do a seducing scheme because I want her to... I want them to take me seriously as a rapper because I think it clicked to her mind, like, my music is not resonating what I really represent. Like, I really like to spit these bars. So I think that she was like, I gotta show what I'm worth, what I can do.
That was a selfish-ass moment.
That was a selfish-ass moment. Let me separate myself from Mia. That was very selfish.
That was a very, let me, hold on, like, she cute or whatever, but let me show that I'm the real. Because that's what she literally said to RJ. Let me tell you, if I'm in a group, I'm not saying that. That's like me and you going somewhere and I'm like, yeah, I mean, we're on a podcast together, but I'm the one who writes the script.
Yeah.
Like, what? Who the fuck cares?
Yeah.
Ooh. Nobody gives a fuck. You think that crowd gives a fuck who's writing the bars?
Shauna.
And let's not act like Mia did not write Nan. She started the song. She literally started that.
Yeah.
Okay? And so... Let's put some respect on Mia's fucking name. Damn. That was a selfish moment. You wanted to set yourself aside and make yourself... you felt grand. This shit getting to your head a little too quick.
And I want to battle the fact that... Is that what happened to you in the first place when you got dropped in the first place, Miss Girl? You went viral in the first place?
Ooh.
Did you get too ahead of yourself? Is that why the producer want to fuck with you no more? Because you...
Something, that could be it.
I feel like Shauna, no shade, girl. We've seen a different side of you in this episode. Mm-hmm. Because I thought you were the timid.
Yep.
Trying to still find themselves, girl, whatever, trying to find your artistry. But in meanwhile, when you got a piece of the pie, a piece of the sliver of fame, you got real like, oh, I'm the reason why this is going.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
You're actually not.
Girl.
You're really not.
Bitch, you needed me as much as she needed you.
It's a group.
No shade.
It's a group effort. And that's why a lot of groups be falling apart.
Uh-oh.
Let's get into it now. Even Beyonce has never.
Oh, literally never.
Never even remotely shaded Destiny's Child.
No.
You know why?
If anything, every time she gets a big opportunity, she invites them back.
Of course.
And she also always says, if it wasn't for this girl group, I would not be in
y'all
faces
right now. I would not be here.
And that is what makes it. It makes you noticeable. Like, you know.
That's what makes a legend.
Oh, there you go.
That's what makes an icon.
Yeah.
When you are self-aware and you are aware of truly how you got to a place and you don't forget that because of your ego.
Absolutely.
That was an ego-driven moment.
Oh, that was very
And
ego.
That was, I was very disgusted with Shauna.
And I was very surprised at Shauna. I didn't know she was capable of that.
Like, come on, Shauna.
I didn't think she was capable of that. So
but you know, we ain't gonna drag you too much longer because sis, you know, you might redeem yourself in the next episode. I don't know.
We shall see.
But we shall see. We do know that afterwards, Mia went home and Lamont was
on the couch. put the baby down.
Yeah, put the baby
and
down.
And I love how Lamont was like, all right, I put the baby down. I'm going to let you get some rest. Yeah. You had a long day. I'm going to go.
Yep.
And all my bitch said was, Lamont.
Mm-hmm.
And they locked eyes. And they got to making out. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, not Lamont throwing dick like this.
My God.
Not Lamont.
Not RJ.
I mean,
throwing dick like this.
I mean, on the wall like that.
On the wall, baby. They didn't even make it. They had. They made it to the wall,
to then, the couch, then to the table, couch. To the mirror.
We saw them in the bed like scenes later.
They fucked to finish in the bed, and then it became this romantic moment. And I like that Mia.
Where was Melissa?
Oh, girl, sleep. We gonna. Just
when
sleep.
You have sex like that, I'd be worried about the kids.
Me too,
now.
Bitch. That's why I got no kids. I'm because I likes to fuck was, and yeah. I likes to fuck loud.
Yeah.
And I'm scared if I'm up here loud like
Melissa.
This. Girl, I be I'm so scared.
Not Melissa about to wake up and say,
listen,
I heard y'all fuck.
Listen, listen. Bitch,
y'all.
I heard y'all up there wrestling.
Melissa Melissa gives very much, you know.
Smart kid.
I heard y'all there, last night.
That, I, bitch,
are
I
y'all
be,
okay?
When I be fucking at home, bitch, I be so scared that my dogs gonna hear me.
Oh, my God.
So I can't have no
not
kids.
Not the dog.
Yeah, bitch, I be like, they're gonna, ow.
Yeah.
Like, you all right? Like, girl. Like, girl.
Now they spilling your tea.
Yeah,
you take the dog for a walk. They
bitch,
see
put,
another dog. And they,
girl, my owner. Girl. Walking like they animals, girl. I thought we was animals. Yeah, so I be.
Exactly.
So I be self-conscious about my dog, so I can't even imagine if I had kids.
Yeah.
I'd be in there like, Lamont, damn, calm down.
Oh my God, the kid. Like,
the she
dog.
Right there.
Yeah.
So they having a moment, and they made it to the room. We cut back to Shauna for a second, texting Maurice again.
Again.
And nothing.
I'm telling you.
And she deleted her video off Instagram, by the way.
Yep.
Because she was getting red in them
she
comments.
Really thought, she thought she had
a hit.
She
thought she ate that, bitch. She thought she ate that.
Let me tell you something. Somebody, one person said, the one moment we need Mia to slap somebody and she...
and she don't slap... the. And then somebody said, Mia need to go solo, bitch. I said, damn!
I'm sorry, no, wait.
The one moment...
She said, the one moment we need Mia to slap somebody.
And she didn't slap that
and
bitch.
She didn't slap...
Damn, bitch, you should slap your goddamn teammate. Bitch, that's what you should have did, bitch. She should have been, be slapped back into reality. Girl.
Is Mia like... low-key known as a slapper now?
At this point, bitch, why did you slap that bitch back to reality?
Somebody,
whoop, there go reality.
Somebody else
shit.
Said, somebody else said, why don't y'all bitches like stick to like doing makeup or some shit? Like,
now
yo,
that...
I was screaming, like, you know, and ain't the internet like that?
The internet's rude.
The internet is exactly rude. Like that. Like, whoever's, like, the writers are eating this shit
oh,
up.
Oh, no, eating the comments up.
Eating it
like,
up.
Like, whoever did the comments for that.
But I'm sorry, that slap that comment, I, like, my eyes were musty.
Yeah. Musty. Not misty, but musty.
Oh, musty. It's not musty.
It's misty.
Oh, it's not musty?
Bitch, why would your eyes be musty?
Because they wet.
Ooh, fuck. Your armpits get that wet, bitch. Let me buy. I know what I'm getting your ass for Christmas, bitch. Some motherfucking degree. Girl, please.
But so
no.
Now.
So she texts Maurice after yep. deleting the video because her, at this point, she's in the dumps. So
I'm telling y'all, Maurice is in Haiti with his other family. I'm trying to tell y'all niggas. I'm trying to tell y'all niggas. I told y'all niggas. You know what? I cannot wait till his family is unveiled. And I could tell y'all, I told y'all niggas, he is in Haiti with his madam, his other children.
Shut the fuck up. Shut, not madam.
Madam.
Shut
up. That nigga is in Haiti, chilling.
I think he
didn't. Eating Haitian mangoes.
I think he didn't come because I think he noticed that she was getting attached. And that's just my personal thing. Either that.
You think it's that simple?
I think it's a couple things. Either that, he was getting attached. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want to get attached either.
Mm-hmm.
Two, he had to go sell that product. And
that's true. He that do got 200 laptops
like,
to
bitch,
sell
I
in
got,
this economy.
And you want me to just come to your shit like right now?
In this economy, we ain't getting no stimulus in 2 years.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
It was giving one of those moments, but the way he ghosted her was very telling. I don't know. It was like,
yeah.
I don't know, girl. It's a chop for you.
It's a chop.
And we cut back to Mia and Lamont in the bed. And I like that ever since the conversation that Lamont told her, like, talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
She did.
Yep.
She opened up this time.
Yes, she did.
And she said, why do you want to fuck with me again? Like
yep.
This? Is it because of the music?
Yep.
And I like, Lamont was like, I mean, that's part of the reason.
I'm
yes.
glad he kept it real.
Come on now.
And give it up for honesty.
Once again, we at the chat shit committee, we really got to double down on this apology to Lamont because we really tried you.
Lamont is that nigga.
Like, he really said, you know what? The music is part of the reason. Mm-hmm. But on some real shit, I want to see where this goes.
Yeah.
And it's that simple. It ain't no other complex shit. I just really want to see where this goes.
Yeah.
And I think that that's why Mia was like, oh, okay, well, shit, nigga.
Yeah.
Let me see what's in it.
Here's the thing. Especially when you have a child. I don't have a child, but I could just only imagine. This is your baby daddy. Mm-hmm. Like, if you could make it work with your baby daddy, why not?
Why not?
These streets are dry
as hell. And I think that's
hell.
What she's starting to realize.
Yeah, like, and then you got a 2-for-1. Mm-hmm. You got a baby daddy and a producer?
Oh, baby.
What?
Oh, baby. Come eat this pussy.
Yeah. These pussy lips are yours, baby.
Yes.
And then Melissa is happy.
I gave life to your seed. So
yes.
Pussy lips are magical.
You know inside these walls.
You know these walls very well.
Nobody know these walls like you and Melissa.
You painted them.
Yeah.
You painted these walls.
You painted them with Melissa.
So here we are.
And so here we go.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Might as well make it work.
I want to see, but can we do another flashback to Zachary Campbell's statement in another episode when I said, I would hope that they get back together. And see, now back to the present day, I want Lamont and Mia to be together. I was right. And the thing is, you didn't want them to get back together. See, I told you. I seen the future.
I mean, people change their mind now.
So you redact that statement.
We could redact.
Okay, so let me ask you now.
We could redact.
Do you want to redact? Do you think they'd be cute back together?
I think that they should make it work. I don't know if it's going to be cute because Lamont also has a lot of stuff that he needs to take. Like, how's his financial situation now?
Yeah.
You know, now with me and Shauna, like, this could be it. Like, it's really a door that all them could go through and it could change their lives. You know what I'm saying? So I just hope that if they do try to make it work, that he would continue to be honest, continue to be present, continue to be a good dad, and just really, like, just be in this thing.
I love to see black families
stick together.
Yeah.
We need more black family units.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would love to see where that goes.
Yeah, I think this episode was definitely, I say this all the time, but I think episode 7 takes the cake for me again. I think...
Nah.
You think this is not your favorite?
Episode 6 was mine.
Still?
Yeah.
I think this
And I haven't said that yet. Shauna just really pissed me off.
You're right.
I could have did without this.
I can give you that.
Like, I had my concert ticket ready and everything. I was at the party. I'm done. I walked out.
You did walk out.
I walked
You left
out.
A little Come early.
By. I ain't got time for this.
So the episode cut to black after that.
Pro-life for this game of killing you daughter.
Fuck. I hate you, bitch. I hate you. Scared the fuck out of me, bitch. I thought something happened. I thought you malfunctioned, bitch.
Pro-life for this game of killing my daughter.
Oh, my
Ma'am,
God.
I cannot believe.
Bitches reporting all my bad bitches out there. It's time for a bad bitch realist ride.
We are actually thinking about just dropping a DJ Tag mixtape. What do y'all think about DJ rap shit? What do y'all think about that? I think we should just have a whole DJ Tags mixtape, and that shit would probably go triple platinum.
Like pussy lips, DJ pussy lips.
You know, we're just not gonna put too many gunshots because we don't want to shoot y'all. We don't plan on shooting y'all.
DJ.
Oh.
DJ motherfucker.
Jesse, please, girl, I need to know what you got to put me on.
So one of the many cameos in this episode was from the Grammy Award winning producer, Timbaland. We all know that Timbaland is amazing. He is more than just a producer, though,
uh-huh.
with lots of platinum plaques on his wall, child. He has a history of making hits for female artists. So some of Tim's most prominent collabs have been Missy and Ooh. Aaliyah. We saw what he did with those careers. But his resume also, you know, branches out to people like Brandy, Nelly Furtado, Rihanna, as well as Miss Carrie Baby, the Pussycat Dolls, Madonna, Tink, Tweet, and many, many more. So Timbaland coming to the party was a very big deal because a cosign from Timbaland could change your life, especially coming from two female rappers from Miami. You know what I mean? So yeah. Duke really should have evaluated that moment because now the girls ain't going to get a Timbo cosign. So what?
Can I put you on, bitch? Yeah. Did you know I was in the Pussycat Dolls?
You was?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So was I. But I was in my bedroom. I was virtual.
I was in the basement. It's like,
but oh my gosh. That is lit. I think we all want to be Pussycat Dolls.
Oh, like, absolutely.
Like, honestly. But yeah, so, I mean, you know, but Duke is your girl, child. Chastity's.
Let's not do that. Let's not do that. Let's
up
not.
That moment, honey. Okay. Okay, child. We're going to reconvene, though.
Oh my God. Well, thank you, Jesse, for putting us on about Timbo, Timbaland. Yes.
All right, y'all. Let's go ahead and get into these predictions. Zach, what do you see happening next?
Well, first of all, I'm kind of pissed because, you know, the next episode is the last episode. Yeah. So it's been a long 7 weeks. And I think the next episode, I'm scared. I don't know what to pull. I think we're going to have to close a lot of gaps here. We're going to find out what Maurice is really up to. I feel like Maurice is going to get caught up this next episode. Something's going to, this scamming shit, that Jouette shit only happens for so long.
Not Jouette.
How does it go?
Jouette.
Jouette. Mm-hmm. There we go. That Jouette shit only lasts for so long. I think that Mia and Lamont are going to figure it out. And I think that something between Shauna and Mia is going to happen where, I don't know, it's going to be a nasty cliffhanger for season two as far as, like, if the group is even going to still happen. I think Duke and Deja, I think Deja's going to betray Duke in a way or some sense to get, because the way she talked, the way that Duke talked to Deja, I know it's like the brothel way, but, like, I felt like Deja was like, bitch, I got your ass. Yeah. Watch this. So I feel like something's going to happen with Duke and Deja that's going to change the dynamic of them, which may make Duke just focus on Shauna and Mia. I don't know if that's going to even still be a thing. I don't know if Shauna's going to try to talk Mia into having a remix with Rihanna Rain or something like that. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like because it's the last episode, Fatima's going to make a comeback.
Oh, you think that storyline is still coming back?
Oh, yeah. Fuck. It's the last episode. Like, she has to
stick a cliff in
Fatima. She gotta at least make a little appearance or something, or there's a mention of her or something. I also do think that Shauna still doesn't realize how much she fucked up.
I don't think she getting
it. And so that's going to be a hurdle for her and Mia.
Yep.
That's gonna be a hurdle for her and Mia. And the thing is, one thing Mia has, she has a 2-for-1 digging her down at night. Mm. She has a baby daddy and a producer. Mm. And so you know what? The comments were on her side. If Mia wanted to go ahead and do a little something,
they said
she could. She could.
That's what
she
said. Could.
But Mia is loyal.
Yeah.
Mia's loyal. Yeah. And Mia, I don't think she wants to do this by herself.
I don't think so either.
I think she's focused on the prize, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll see. But that is going to drive a wedge unless Shauna really understands that what she did was wrong.
Yeah.
And as for Maurice, I think he will be in Haiti.
Oh.
With his side family.
And I hope if he come up with a second family, bitch, I'm going to gag.
I'm going to scream.
Oh, my God. I'm like, you ate that.
I'm going to call Issa myself. Bitch, you ate.
Also, if you had not had a chance to check out our Spotify playlist, because you know we got one for this show for Rap Shit, go ahead and please check it out. The official soundtrack and playlist is out. It is time to stream. If you love the music from the show, this is the time to get your life, bitch. And I'm telling you, all these amazing artists and all these amazing songs are all grouped together for the show and for you to be more engulfed in the universe of Rap Shit. So please go enjoy and stream it right on up, please. Wow, bitch, this is really it. Like, we only have one episode left. The chat is going to be closed until next season very soon. So I say this in painful shit because I only got one episode left. Let's close the chat, girl.
Now, make sure that you join us for a new episode of the official Rap Shit Podcast each and every week on HBO Max or wherever you get your podcasts, and stream new episodes of Rap Shit Thursdays only on HBO Max.
Yes, my girl Jessie, but you also gotta follow at Rap Shit on Max on Instagram and follow Seen in Black on Instagram and Twitter and use the hashtag Rap Shit and Chat Shit to talk to us and tell us who's having a bad bitch renaissance this week. We love
it. Yes, as well as, I mean, give us your thoughts on the episode, period. And
we would like
that
to
you
see
use
it.
The hashtag Rap Shit and for us specifically, hashtag chat shit.
Yeah, so we can chat it up, bitch. And we'll catch y'all on the next one. I'm Zach Campbell.
I'm Jessie Wu, your sister.
We'll see y'all soon.
Chat Shit is a Seen in Black podcast from HBO Max. Chat Shit is produced by Loudspeakers Network and Radio. Executive producers, Matt Raz and Chris Morrow. Associate producer, Taylor Hayes. Social media producer, Pablo the Don. Editor, Tyrell Worley. Sound designer, Dwayne Crawford. From radio, executive producers are Issa Rae, Benoni Tego, and Jifa Yador.